This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's my absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio, first of all, Councillor Kevin Price. Very good afternoon to you. And Dr. Bondini. I'm always worried when you have a magician called Dr. Bondini is in the studio. Good afternoon, Dr. Bondini.
Good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. And he's got the timbre to the voice. Now, we have to say, first of all, as I just mentioned to you, Kevin, earlier, I looked in my diary at the beginning and it said 2:30, Nigel Gawthrop. And that kind of was like, oh, because I was really looking for... We were working very closely with Nigel here at Cambridge 105 Radio. He did a show with us here before Christmas. Terrible loss. And you knew him. You've been friends for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yeah, oh, yes, indeed. And Nigel...
Oh, I'm sorry, your microphone's playing up. Let me just quickly dash around, sorry. Sorry, your microphone's playing up. That's Les Ray for you. Oops. Right, try again. Sorry, I'm really sorry about that. Let's try again. That's working. Right.
Right, that's better. Yeah, so Nigel and I go back over 40 years. We were colleagues... In the print industry, so we were active in our respective print unions. We've been active in the Labour Party, both councillors for King's Hedges Ward, and in the last couple of years or so, Nigel came to work at Clare College, where I've been for a few years as a night porter. So, yeah, very, very good friends, and this has been a massive shock. To all of us, to everybody that
it had, because he really as well, he changed the face of being the mayor, didn't he? He just had a way of doing it. He just brought it to the people. He was at the Rotary Christmas Carol concert. And normally when a mayor walks in and he's got his chains and everything, you would expect, especially in the hushed tones of Great St Mary's, you would expect, you know, a little bit of stiffness. And he was straight up to the kids and chatting away with them. And it was that, wasn't it? Straight in, straight up to the people who mattered, the kids,
yes,
at the time.
And that was what he did. I was at a couple of events that the Red Hen Project, who we'll talk about a bit later, that he came to those, and he came to one as Santa, and he'd got the mayor's chains poking out below the beard, you know, but just straight in and talking to the kids, like you say, like he'd known them all for a very long time. And he's going to be much missed. You know, we were very, very pleased that he took on the Red Hen Project as one of the mayor's charities for the year. It's based in King's Hedges, or it covers the north of the city. And he was just always very, very proud to do things to represent the people of King's Hedges and to represent the Red Hen Project where he could.
Well, in particular, we came across them through Nigel. It's one of these projects that's been around for a long time, but publicity, as with any small charity, publicity is a real trick, and often they just don't have the time, the resources to be as well known as they deserve. So we said, right, okay, look, let's make you our charity of the month for February. Let's see if we can do stuff to help, and we've pledged to ongoingly, so as we do with all the charities, we'll keep that publicity up, we'll keep that focus on it, because it's the work they do and they've been doing for a long time is amazing, and it's another one of those areas of the city where this is just getting worse, isn't it? The need for the services of something like the Red Hen Project is just getting worse, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. I mean, I would like to see the Red Hen Project not exist.
Yes, and I'm sure they would, yes. But
yeah, yeah. Because it doesn't need to exist. But we are, unfortunately, in those times where it is desperately needed. It does an amazing job across the city. I first came across it not long after it started. My children were at King's Hedges school, and I just started working for myself, small printers, and I remember doing their first stationery.
Oh, right.
I printed their original stationery on some salmon paper.
Nice.
It wasn't good, but it worked for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, between us all, we'll keep the flag flying for Nigel. And this is a lovely thing. A magic extravaganza coming to the Guildhall. This has got Nigel Gawthrop written all over it. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, this came about because the Pentacle Club, the Cambridge Pentacle Club of Magicians, is 100 years old this year. And one of our past presidents, John Davenport, came up with the idea of linking up with the mayor and the mayor's charity for the year, doing a big show at the Guildhall. The Pentacle Club members do shows around Cambridge for various things, school fundraisers, that sort of thing. But we wanted to do a big show again in the Guildhall, and this seemed like a really good opportunity.
So how do you work? Because there's various types of magic, aren't there? There's the sort of the big illusions, and then there's the close work. Are you a sort of a band of different types, or how or do you train each other in tricks?
Well, different types. We've got over 30 members now. There was a bit of a shortage a few years ago, but we've had some good new members now. So, yeah, the wide range of genres, really. Most people these days go for the close-up, the card tricks, that sort of thing.
Well, I think that's what we all like about it, is that in these days of... You can see stuff on the telly, you think, well, that's fine, there's Photoshop, or there's CGI, or there's this, or there's that. But when somebody is sat opposite you, and they've got their sleeves rolled up, and you make something disappear, or something appear, or appear behind their ear, how'd you do that?
No, that's right. Myself, I'm a stage magician, an illusionist, so I do the big stuff, the boxes, the girls, the doves, all that sort of thing.
That must be amazing.
But there's an ever more limited market for it these days, and it's very difficult to get into theatres. We used to do quite a lot of touring, but more difficult these days.
Do you think that? I mean, I don't know about you, and certainly coming out of it, my kids love that sort of stuff. I love that sort of stuff. It's because in this world of technology, you cannot beat somebody sitting in front of you and doing magic.
No, absolutely. No, I'm completely with you on that. And that level of frustration. That
yes.
You know, but you can't tell how or why.
No. So, who would you put amongst your heroes? Are you from the sort of the Tommy Cooper school of things, or the more traditional types?
I'm certainly not a comedy man myself. Whereas the current president of the Pentagon Club, Jezzo, one of my many children, is very much the comedy end of things. So currently we're doing a joint show. So he does the comedy side of it. I do the more serious grand illusions.
Amazing.
And it works well.
So tell us about this show that's coming up. It's on the Sunday, the 24th of February, is that right?
Yes, it is. The doors will open at the Guildhall to the public at 1 o'clock. And then there's an hour or so of close-up magic from all the members in the foyer.
Oh, my goodness.
So there'll be a whole range of close-up magic going on there. And the stage show starts at 2:30 and will run for a couple of hours. That's with myself, Jezzo, William Bearcroft, who is one of our younger members, although currently is a student at Oxford, gone to the other place, so we lost a good
Can
you
make
there.
Him disappear? Cut him in half.
But he's got a lovely sense of humour and a unique presentation style, so I think everybody will love him. Also on the bill, another well-known local man, Chris Kostecki. Punch and Judy man and children's magician.
Okay.
Cabaret magician. So, just the four of us on the stage show.
Is this a fairly male-dominated... Are there lots of magicians and not many... What's female magician? There's a question.
Magician,
is that right?
Yeah. Well, there are more and more now, especially in the magic circle. They opened it up to women a good few years ago, and there's a lot. There are a lot. We don't have many, only about a couple in Cambridge.
Are they more dexterous? Do they have different skills to the men?
I wouldn't say so, no.
No? Okay. All right.
Very similar.
Okay, excellent. Well, it sounds like this is going to be amazing fun. What's the sort of minimum age that people for children? What's the youngest that a child can appreciate magic?
We often discuss this, and I think the age is certainly reducing. Now, but I would say five.
Excellent.
Four to five. Although I have a granddaughter who, she's two, and she knows what's magic and what isn't, but maybe it's because of family traits.
I was going to say, she probably can't sit at a dinner table without stuff appearing and disappearing. Where's my boiled egg gone?
It's in the genes.
Yes. Have you got plans? Is that something you do? Do you sort of take your own children to one side and go, look, if ever you're bored and you're stuck at an airport, here's a trick you can do?
Well, yes. Some of them are more into it than others. But no, we have a lot of fun.
I can imagine. Christmas must be amazing fun. So, Kevin, will you be there on the day? Are you going to get sawn in half?
Unfortunately, I can't be there on the day. I'm at work.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure I'd have volunteered to be sawn in half, which I know there were plans for Nigel to have quite a big part in.
Oh, definitely. In You'd have seen those red shoes sticking out the end of a box, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, my job here is to encourage other, you know, just to encourage other people to go along for what looks like it's going to be a fantastic afternoon of magic.
It is. Come on, if you're going to raise money for charity,
magic and fun. Yeah, well, make it fun.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely.
So this is all for the mayor's charity, the Red Hen Project. If you want to find out more about them, just look them up on the internet. It's amazing what they do. So tickets are up on Cambridge Live Trust. So if you go to the Cambridge Live Trust website, cambridgelivetrust.co.uk, a magic extravaganza in aid of the Red Hen Project, Sunday the 24th of February. Tickets are priced £15.75 for adults, children and seniors £13.50. There's family tickets available, two adults, two kids at £52.50. Those all include booking fees. Doors open. You were saying doors open early, though. They do open at 1, you say?
1 o'clock, yeah.
1 o'clock for the show at 2.30. So just watch out on the Cambridge Live Trust website. It does say 2.30, but get there early because there's stuff going on. Normally in the foyer, you're just sort of fighting your way to use the toilets. This one, you might find one of your children's disappeared. So, this is going to be amazing. It does say here, you know, the club will be wowing crowds with spellbinding miracles, stage illusions, close-up magic, comedy and pulse-quickening capital letters danger.
Much danger.
Is that right?
My word.
This is going to be amazing. So there we are. Tickets are still available, but let's do this. Have a great time anyway, but let's do this, especially for Nigel. Let's make this a rip-roaring success. Let's raise a load of money for Cambridge 105 Radio's charity of the month this month, the Red Hen Project. We've been hearing about them. Incidentally, if you do want to hear the chair of the Red Hen Project, she's on Community Focus on Saturday afternoon. She was talking to Lee Chambers earlier on last week, and that will be repeated on Community Focus this coming Saturday at 3 o'clock. So if you want to hear that, let's make it a great success. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Kevin, if you'd like to use the door, Dr. Mondini, I presume you can just make yourself disappear, can you?
I've gone.
He's gone. Right, look at that.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. Oh, there he is. Right, well, have a great time. Sunday the 24th of February. Thank you very much.